This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Nearly 100 people were killed and scores more wounded at a ceremony in Iran to commemorate top commander Qasem Soleimani, who was killed by a U.S. drone in 2020, Iranian officials said on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
Videos aired by Iranian media showed dozens of bodies strewn around, with some bystanders trying to attend to survivors and others hurrying to leave the blast area. The assassination of Soleimani and Tehran's retaliation by attacking two Iraq military bases that house U.S. troops brought the United States and Iran close to full-blown conflict in 2020. Soleimani had been chief commander of the overseas arm of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps. He ran clandestine operations in foreign countries and was a key figure in Iran's long-standing campaign to drive U.S. forces out of the Middle East.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. The head of Lebanon's powerful armed group Hezbollah said on Wednesday Israel's killing of the deputy chief of allied Palestinian faction Hamas in Beirut was a, quote, flagrant Israeli aggression. In a televised speech, Syed Hassan Nasrallah offered his condolences to U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas for the attack on Tuesday night that killed Salah al-Ouri. Tuesday's strike hit a southern Beirut suburb in what analysts have said could also be a message from Israel to Hezbollah that even its prime stronghold there can be reached. Israel has neither confirmed nor denied the attack. Israel forces, meanwhile, kept up their aerial and ground blitz against Hamas militants in Gaza and told civilians to leave a refugee camp in the north of the Palestinian enclave. In daily briefing Wednesday, the military said intensive battles continued near Khan Yunis. This is VOA News. Members of the UN Security Council on Wednesday called on Yemen's Houthis to halt their attacks on shipping in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden, saying they are illegal and threaten regional stability, freedom of navigation, and global food supplies. Addressing the council's first formal meeting of 2024, members also demanded the Houthis release a Japanese-operated cargo ship linked to an Israeli company and its crew, which the group seized on November 19th. Some members urged the council to take action to halt the Houthi missile and drone attacks. Chad's junta leader appoints a pro-democracy figure as prime minister. Success Marsa says he will make sure Chad carries out elections later this year and returns to civilian rule. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from neighboring Cameroon.
Chad's civil society groups say Masra and a few former opposition members in the new government will not be able to stop the military ruler from illegally continuing his family's autocratic rule. Debi's father, Idris Debi Itno, ruled Chad for 3 decades before dying in April 2021 on the front lines of a fight. The younger Debi was to head a transitional council, but on October 8, 2022, he dissolved the council and declared himself interim president. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is asking the United States Supreme Court to do something it's never done. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The ex-president wants the high court to review a Colorado Supreme Court ruling banning him from the state's ballot. The decision marked the first time a section of the 14th Amendment prohibiting those who engaged in insurrection was used to keep a presidential contender off the ballot. The Civil War era clause has been used so sparingly that the nation's highest court has never ruled on it. Trump's move comes a day after he appealed a ruling by Maine's top elections official that he's ineligible for the state's ballot over his role in the Capitol riot. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Thousands of doctors have walked off their jobs in Britain at the start of a 6-day strike that's said to be the longest in the history of the state-funded National Health Service. Managers say tens of thousands scheduled appointments and operations will be postponed during the walkout by junior doctors. The doctors form the backbone of hospital and clinic care. Senior doctors and other medics have been drafted to cover for emergencies, critical care, and maternity services. Download the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.